Tale of Two Sermons by G.I. Gurdjieff. I must tell you that in our brotherhood there are two very old brethren. One is called Brother All, and the other Brother Says. These brethren have voluntarily undertaken the obligation of periodically visiting all the monasteries of our order and explaining various aspects of the essence of divinity. Our order has four monasteries, one of them ours, the second in the valley of the Pamir, the third in Tibet, and the fourth in India. And so these brethren, Alan says, constantly travel from one monastery to another and preach there. They come to us twice a year. Their arrival at our monastery is considered among us a very great event, and on the days when either of them is here, the soul of every one of us experiences pure heavenly pleasure and tenderness. The sermons of these two brethren, who are to an almost equal degree holy men and who speak the same truths, have nevertheless a different effect on all our brethren and on me in particular. When Brother Says speaks, it is indeed like the song of the birds in paradise. From what he says, one is quite, so to say, turned inside out. One becomes as though entranced. His speech purls like a stream, and one no longer wishes anything else in life but to listen to the voice of Brother Says. But Brother All's speech has almost the opposite effect. He speaks badly and indistinctly, evidently because of his age. No one knows how old he is. Brother Says is also very old, but he's still a hale old man, whereas in Brother All, the weakness of old age is clearly evident. The stronger the impression made at the moment by the words of Brother Says, the more this impression evaporates until there ultimately remains in the hearer nothing at all. But in the case of Brother All, although at first what he says makes almost no impression, later the gist of it takes on definite form more and more each day and is instilled as a whole into the heart and remains there forever. When we became aware of this and began trying to discover why it was so, we came to the unanimous conclusion that the sermons of Brother Says proceed only from his mind and therefore acted on our minds, whereas those of Brother All proceeded from his being and acted on our being. Yes, Professor, knowledge and understanding are quite different. Only understanding can lead us to being, whereas knowledge is but a passing presence in it.